Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Thank you for joining Allison Bachman's Visible by Numbers on BBS.com Talk Radio. I'm Ellen Dodge, guest host, keeping the web waves warm while Allison welcomes her new grandbaby. The name's Aiden Robert, and Aiden Robert has come into our wonderful world of numbers. Allison, you're probably listening. For me, all your fans, we're sending love and energy to you. So, Allison fans, Ellen fans, listeners, keep those web talk waves rolling in by phoning our toll-free number, 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227 in the USA, and in Canada, toll-free, 1-888-810-8322. Well, before we get to tonight's main focus, I really have to mention the attention being given internationally to getting married on 7-7-2007. That's right, July 7th, 2007 is a craze. People have just knocked down the doors of hotels, wedding chapels, everything's booked. People think that sevens make it a lucky date. Well, the wedding chapels are booked solid for 7707, but the magazines and newspapers that have been phoning me for information, well, my input isn't encouraging for couples who prefer concrete plans, because timing written in granite isn't what's going to happen. A conventional wedding night, that's not going to happen. 7-7-2007 numerologically tells us it's a number 5 day. Well, if you don't know how I got there, 7 for the month and 7 for the day is 14. And then we add the year 2007, the universal year, to find out what the universal day number is. Well, 2007 is a number 9 universal year. 9 added to any number leaves the number unchanged. Whoops. Right in the middle, there's a phone call. So I'm going to leave you hanging on this tidbit. Who's calling, please?
Why, this is Allison, Alan.
Allison, what do you know? How's the baby?
Baby's beautiful. Did you like the name Aiden?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. Great name.
Yeah.
Great name.
well, lucky. I'm going to be monitoring your show. I know it'll be brilliant.
Well, we haven't gotten started yet. I was just in the middle of my revelations about 7-7-2007, which really cracks me up.
Well, I just wanted to stop in, you know, check in on you, make sure you're doing your job, wishing you well. You know, I'm listening, so I just wanted to let you know.
Well,
and
gee, thank you very much.
The baby. Appreciate
thanks
that.
For the good wishes and much love and hugs for the new baby and for the new mommy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be listening. I always
okay.
Listen to you. Always listen to the master.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks. Bye now. Okay, let's get back to this amazing 7-7-2007 that the magazines and newspapers think is really something incredible. Actually, as I started to say, it's a number 5 day. And the way we find it out is adding 7 and 7 for the day and the month, and then adding the year number, which is a 9. And it ends up being 23, 14 plus 9 is 23, and we end up with a 2 plus 3, numerologically a single number, it's a 5. So 7-7-2007 is a number 5 universal day. Well, number 5 is not exactly the number of, you know, setting a foundation for the future. It's not a rocky number, it's really a careening number. It's the overall pivotal change number numerologically. So that day, 7-7-2007, promises spontaneity, sensuality, hit and run good and bad luck, and the forecast is nothing for permanent or lasting results, because the actions of a number 5 day are just for the experience of the moment. And nothing is timely. Plans are broken. all kinds of unconventional things happen. So naturally, gambling casinos are having major promotions featuring Lucky Sevens. Well, that's fine for them because the number 5 day belongs to the gambling set. And it's fine, too. You know, if there's a bridal couple that's comfortable with plans being altered, if they welcome surprises and they want an unconventional wedding night, or better yet, the ideal plan for a 7-7-2007 wedding is to marry in an untraditional place and spend the wedding night gambling in Las Vegas, which is a number 5 town. Well, that's it for 7-7-2007. For all that think it's a perfect day for a wedding, I would say before plunking down a deposit for a wedding gala, consult your numerologist because they're going to help you out. Anyway, now to tonight's focus. I thought we'd talk about challenge numbers because actually challenge numbers are the thing I know most about, and it's more fun to share something that I know in depth. So if you'll phone in and give me your birth date, I'll give you your challenge numbers information. And we think of challenge numbers as major talents that have run amok, talents that go to extremes, go from one extreme to another. And, of course, you're very good at going to extremes when you have a challenge number because it is a talent. So, really, challenges get to be challenges because they're the habits we form in childhood to avoid emotional pain. And we keep these protective devices. We use them as adults with the child's emotional triggers and the child's emotional reactions. But remember, if we can form a habit, we can break a habit. Now, I just grabbed a drink of water. That is permissible. So you should know that the reasons for your greatest successes and your most emotional downers are found in the subtractions from your birthday called the challenge numbers. Excuse me, I got myself so excited I'm coughing. Well, to connect with me again, the toll-free number again is 1-877-876-5227. That's it, 1-877-876-5227. That way you may find out just how neurotic you are. And where you may not recognize balance, you may be out of balance, we're going to identify that. And how to avoid overreactions that affect your emotions. How you bring your chemistry out of balance. And sometimes when you bring chemistry out of balance, that causes emotional kind of reactions and cause ill health. If you're overly sensitive, you're going to end up with a rash. If you're somebody that's really, really, you know, a control freak, you're going to end up with a headache. So when you phone, please ask any question pertaining to numerology. They're all welcome. However, in my belief system, the root of decision-making, sorting priorities, and choosing when to seize an opportunity of the moment lies in knowing your challenges. These numbers define the reasons why you may say the devil made me do it when reflecting on past decisions and choices. Well, it's more fun when you talk about people. Whoops, well, before I get started on the people, I think we have a phone call. Yes, who's calling?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
What would you like to know? I was just getting into challenges, but of course you can ask any question at all.
Well, great. I actually thought that I was going to be on hold while you explained that, and then I'd be able to ask my question after that.
If you give me your birth date, if you're interested in knowing your psychological challenges, I can give them to you.
I would love to. My birth date is June 7th, 1966.
Okay, that would be, to a numerologist, that would be 6 for June, 7 for the date, and 1966 is 1, and 9 is 10, and 6 is 16, and 6 is what? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 is a 4.
Right.
So I'm dealing with the numbers 6, 7, and 4. If that's another call, they're just going to have to wait, Suzanne, right?
Yes.
Okay. When we deal with challenges, we deal with subtractions. It's the only time in numerology when we don't add, we subtract. And so I'm going to take your 6 for your month of birth from your 7 for your birth date, and I get a 1. I'm going to take the smaller number, the 4, which is the total of 1966, your year of birth, and I'm going to subtract that from the 7, which is your birthday, and I'm going to get a 3. Then I'm going to subtract the 1 that was the result of subtracting the 6 from the 7, and then I'm going to subtract that from the 3, which was the result of subtracting the 4 for the total of your year of birth from the 7, which is your birthday number, and I get a 2. And then I'm going to subtract the 4, which is the smaller number, from the 6 month number, and I'm going to get a 2. So what we found out about you is that you've got a number 1, a number 3, and 2 number 2 challenges. What does that tell me about you? Well, the first thing I'm going to look at is your destiny number. I'm going to add up the month, day, and year of birth. And I've got 6 and 7 is 13, and 4 is what, Suzanne? I want to be sure if you're awake.
I am. Wait,
are you with me?
You asked me what two numbers combined?
6 and 7 are 13. And if you add 4, what have you got to 13? If you add 4 to 13?
17.
You sure do. The magic number, power number 17. So you have a number 8 destiny, and you do not have any number 8 challenges. Therefore, you are not challenged in your destiny, and you will remember and notice and get involved with the people and experiences that are meant to open doors in your destiny. So we know you have no neurotic shtick attached to your destiny. That's the first good thing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's pretty good news. It really is. The two number two challenges tell me that you are a very sensitive woman, that you are very attached to your mother in some way. Your mom was really very important to you, or in some way wasn't there when you needed her one way or another. You focus on needing the sensitivity, the intimacy with the woman early in childhood. Now, this would make you an extremely detail-conscious person in terms of the things that affect you. It's like if you walk into a room and you're wearing a blue shirt and somebody says, I hate blue shirts, you think, oh, my God, they're thinking about me. They're talking about me. But, of course, the next instant, your intellect comes in. And even though you've lost your self-confidence for half a second, your intellect will come in. And, of course, you know, well, every woman is worrying whether her skirt is pulled down and every guy's worried, you know, is his fly zipped, you know. And you realize, you know, they can't possibly be talking about me, but yet there is that glitch, that feeling of, I would say sensitivity, discomfort, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do have a consciousness of details, and sometimes you can make mountains out of molehills. When it comes to things people say, you'll pick up on little things. So your best bet is to try and remember all the time and have as an affirmation, this is a big world. In 2 weeks, am I going to remember what it is I'm upset about now?
Mm-hmm.
Nine times out of 10, you won't. But it is a habit that you developed in childhood to avoid being hurt. You learn to say the right thing at the right time to avoid a confrontation, because if you have a confrontation, somebody may say something that hurts your feelings. So you'll be very, very nice and sometimes a little dishonest, you know, just to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
At other times, in the other extreme, remember, challenges are extremes, the way a pendulum swings.
Mm-hmm.
The hard thing is to find the balance. So the other extreme, opposite, being a very, very nice person all the time, you know, to avoid anybody hurting you, is to be blunt, to be too, you know, easy to talk about details and things that you've observed about people. And like when you get angry, you will have noticed every little thing because you have a gift for noticing these little details. So when you get mad, boy, you can really load them on. So try not to. Pardon me?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, I didn't say I was going to be kind. I said I was going to be honest. It's good to know about yourself. I believe that life is a work of work. And the more you know about how to deal with the way you make your choices, and we all make our choices through, you know, the way we perceive people emotionally. Now, if you bump into somebody that triggers you into feeling they're too much like your mother in some ways that bothered you, or some ways that you might bother you if they're too much like your mother in ways that you liked even, and or it's somebody that just irritates you, you may just turn yourself off and miss the opportunity of a moment when they offer it to you just because you didn't care for them. And they may not offer it to you if they pick up a vibe from you, you know, that vibe that says, gee, I don't really like you. You know, Now, the three challenge, I'll get off your back about the sensitivity, okay, Suzanne?
No, I'm not that sensitive. It's okay.
That's good. That's good, because I was worried. I was real. You could tell I was choosing my words carefully.
Yes.
The number three challenge tells me that you don't realize how pretty you are, that in some way you just don't realize that God gave you beautiful eyes and a memorable voice and the gifts of the communicator, and you do have skill with words, whether it be for writing or speaking, but you're not too sure about that. You're either the youngest child, the only girl, or in some way attracted too much attention or not enough attention as a child. So you're not too sure of what to do to get attention, whether you should dress, you know, in very, very fashionably or end up in dungarees for a week, you know, the same ones until they walk to the laundry. You go back and forth because you're not really sure of how to use your means of self-expression. You could be burying your talents. You could be overdoing your talents. You could be the person who goes to a party, you know, and is the life of the party with the lampshade on their head. On the other hand, in the extreme once again, you could be the person leaning up against the wall, staring around the room, observing everybody, and, you know, pretty much picking on them, you know, making decisions about them with your arms folded, you know, and not smiling. Sweetie Pie, when you walk into a room and you smile, you light up the room and everybody wants to be you, your credo should be, I walk out the door with a smile on my face and I leave my troubles behind, because you have the gift of attracting friends just through being a happy person. I think when you were younger, you probably had a little difficulty with control. If other people tried to control you, you really could not deal with that. You know, it's a do this said with a harsh tone would make you close your ears. But I think you're aware of that now.
Yes, I feel like you've known me for years.
Well, we've been friends for so long. You know, it's really terrible. You give me your birth date, and it's true. I know a lot about you. But have you learned something from this?
Oh, yes, I have. And this is a special thing for me to get through to you today, because last week Allison did a numerology reading for me right before she left for her
trip. She must have said the same things I did.
And, well, she gave me some of the things, but she wasn't able to go into detail about the challenge numbers, and she told me to refer. She referred me to you in your book so that I could read more about that and feel, you know, a little bit better about what has been happening in my life and so forth. And
well, you know, if you understand something, Suzanne, you know, a challenge is a habit that you form in childhood. If you can form a habit in childhood, you can break that habit and form another habit. The idea is to be conscious, you know, to be aware that you can be overly sensitive, to be aware that you may pick up too many details, that maybe you are being a little too sensitive when somebody's intonation in their voice isn't just A1, you know?
Yeah.
Give it the benefit of the doubt before your feelings get hurt, because you'll end up with allergies, rashes, all kinds of emotional, physical reactions to your emotional reactions.
Yes, that's true, and I suppose I have been working on not taking things too personally and realizing that sometimes things happen and they have to do with the other people and it's not about me.
Well, I'm very happy you called, and I do hope you got something out of this. And yes, do go read Numerology Has Your Number and pick up more, because Numerology Has Your Number has the foods that are better for you to eat with these challenges, or the foods certainly that are attached to these challenges. Has a lot of other information, too, that might be helpful. But I am so delighted you called. Really, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ellen.
You're welcome. Good night now.
Thanks.
I don't know if we have another call or not, Dawn, do we? Hello? Well, I guess I'm just going to go on talking. I do have my order of appearances here for things I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to give a couple of quick examples. I did a couple of quick examples with Suzanne. And any of you who are trying to follow how to do the challenges might have picked up on your own. I don't know. But let's look into a few of the current presidential candidates just for a quickie look at how these things work and how we would look at them to get information, not just about ourselves, but other people. John Edwards is running. He's thrown his hat in the ring. And he's got a 5 and 8, a 3 and a 3 challenge. He's born on June the 10th, 1853. Oops, do I hear a call coming in? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
Hi, my name is Marcia.
Marcia?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Marcia. What can I do for you? I was talking about challenges, but I can talk about anything you'd like to talk about.
Well, I sure would like to know, I'm having a little personal difficulty with issues with my family and jobs and centering sort of around self-confidence in myself.
Okay. So what's your birth date, please?
July 9th, 1959.
Yeah. 1959?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's a 7, a 9, and when we add 1959 together and reduce it to a single number, we get 1 and 9 are 10 and 5 are 15, and 9 is 24, 24, 2 plus 4 becomes a 6. So the numbers I'm working with for your destiny number, your month, day, and year of birth are 7 for July, 9 for the date, and 6 for the total of the year 1959. Now, 7 and 9 are 16, and 6, can you add 7 and 9 to 16 and 6?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you get? What do you get 16 and 6? What's the total? I try and keep
22.
My callers awake.
22.
22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks like a 22 to me, too. Well, a 22 is a spiritually special birth date, so you've got to produce tangible results and work all your life. But on the other hand, you have some wonderful things to know about yourself, and that you're going to leave tangibles when you leave this earth, when you go on. Because the 22-4 birth date tells us that it's a spiritually special work number. So we know that if you don't want to work, if you have any psychological challenges about breaking your fingernails or getting yourself, you know, really to be a person who produces tangible results every day, then you would be fighting your destiny. So I'm going to look at your challenge numbers. The 7th of July subtracted from the 9 of your birth date is a 2. The 6 for the year of birth number subtracted from your number 9 birth date is a 3. The 2 that I got at first and the 3, subtract the 2 from the 3, I get a 1. And subtract the 6 for the birth year from the 7 of the birth month, and I get a 1. Now, that tells me that you have to force yourself to be a self-starter, or you're somebody that is too much of a self-starter. You're always in action and always a leader in controlling. This year, 2007, is not going to be an easy year for you. It's a year that really is focused on spiritual growth and professionalism, learning your craft, learning to be a specialist in what you do. About 6 years ago, you started a new direction, and this is the year when you perfect it, when you put information inside yourself, but you don't push. You don't, you know, be the most aggressive person on the block for commercial material things. So money will come in if you have faith that it will, Marcia.
Okay.
You sound miserable.
Well, actually, the interesting thing is that the money has come in just within the last year. But it's doing something totally opposite of what my heart says, which is being an artist.
Well, the thing is, this is, yeah, but this is the year when you're supposed to think about that and say to yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? You are supposed to try and learn how to be true to yourself. It just isn't the right timing for making a change.
Okay.
But you're in the right place if you're thinking about that. This is not the job I want to do for the rest of my life. What is it I really want to do that's my heart's desire? You know, maybe you wanted to be an artist when you were a kid and you couldn't follow that path because of, you know, circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And you also are somebody that if you get into a love relationship and somebody is extremely let's say, I don't want to say controlling, but they're like a leader type. They're somebody who tend to look like they can, you know, take control. You'll tend to be submissive if you love them, and very often you'll give up opportunities for yourself thinking that you're being selfish.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I have a partner who's very open to that. So I think internally it's myself who's wanting
okay.
to now provide. It took me 8 years to get through graduate school, and during that time, of course, you know, you don't make a lot of money. So now I'm taking the opportunity to make a lot of money. So I'm searching for that balance because I...
Yeah, but you'll make the money without even trying in 2008.
Okay.
You will. This isn't just, you know, everything is timing. We live in cycles. Some cycles are good for being assertive for money. Some cycles aren't. Mm-hmm. This is a cycle that focuses on spiritual and intellectual growth. And what you're supposed to do is put knowledge inside of yourself. Become the perfectionist, the specialist in your craft, so that somebody hearing about you knows that you're the person to go to, because everybody's buzzing that Marcia knows more about this than anybody else. They give you the money that you need or you want, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the year when you put information inside of yourself, all your energy's going to your spiritual and intellectual self. Your energy level for working hard physically is not there. Excuse me. You should really feel a slowdown of energy ever since last October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing you really have to be aware of, Marcia, get away from the moodiness and melancholy. Get away from being a sourpuss, because if you got to a desk at 8 in the morning and at 4 in the afternoon, you picked your head up and you said, where did the day go? Because you were so involved, so enjoying, you know, getting into the research or the depth of what you were pursuing, you would feel pretty good about yourself, even though you weren't being aggressive or assertive for money in business.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a time when you're going to enjoy parties or you're going to enjoy the telephone ringing or typewriters making noise or people shouting. It's a time for quiet. It's a time to get near the water. It's a time to look at the horizon, watch the waves come up and back on the shore, allow yourself to, you know, breathe deeply and let the information inside yourself, the answers to the questions that you're asking yourself, they're ready to come out of you now this year.
Do you think that applies with relationships within my family as well? So this is
You're very conscious of family relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is something that Marcia is always a person who's concerned about her roots and concerned about, you know, relationships very strongly. I mean, if you're somebody who's gotten a higher education and being born on the 9th, you certainly should be looking towards either teaching on a high level or doing artistic work.
Yeah, actually, I do both. I teach at the college level, and I'm an artist. So.
Well, you're in the right place teaching at college level. You are. But if you feel that you want to be an artist and you want art for art's sake, that would be the number 9 as well. So, really, you have a choice, but in my way of thinking, somebody like you with a 22-4 destiny means you can be built for the future and you can work hard. You could do both.
Okay.
You can, and I think you probably will.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you've gotten the answers you wanted.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Bye now. Okay. Do we have any more calls, Don? Hello? No. Okay. Well, I was just talking about John Edwards, using him as an example of somebody that's in the news, and talking about, is it possible, you know, that he could be a winner in 2008? What's going to happen to him? And what gives me an opinion? Well, in 2008, he's going to be in a number 8 personal year, and he has a number 8 challenge. He's born on June the 10th, 1953, which would give him a 5 and 8, a 3 and a 3 challenge. Now, I know that in a challenge number year, one always has difficulty with the people and experiences that they meet. They generally overreact, so he's going to have trouble with either power people or money people. So I don't think he'll have that easy a time in 2008. Now, the other person I thought everybody was kind of into. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
I think I have a caller. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Charlene from Canada.
Charlene from Canada. Well, hello. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh.
What can I answer for you?
Well, I guess just a general reading would be great. I'm kind of in a slump in my work right now, so I guess it's probably the time of year, maybe.
I don't know. It is a change of seasons. Could you tell me your birth date? Because that helps me.
Okay. It's June 18th, 56.
6/18/1956. So that puts us at a 6, a 9, and a 3. 1956 reduces to a 3. And 6 is, of course, June is the number 6 month. The 18th, 1 plus 8 is a 9, so I'll work with that number, not the 18. And 1956 is 1 plus 9 is 10, 5 is 15, and 6 makes it 21. So that's a 3. So it's 6, 9, and 3. We add them up, we get a 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 and 9 are 15, and 3 are 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. Your destiny number is a 9. That's interesting. That means you have to grow far from your birthright. That means that you have to learn to live without bigotry. You'll meet people of all cultures, all religions, everything, so that you learn that everybody is connected, everybody is part of the same world, the same humankind, and you will grow, as I say, far culturally and philosophically from your birthright, from what childhood opportunities were. Now, from what I can see here, you would be in a number 6 year this year, and that a number 6 is a number of responsibilities and obligations for family and having to get into relationships very strongly. Did you find in October that you were having some pressure in terms of feeling relationships closing in?
October.
Well, October is always the forecast month for what comes in the following year.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't
remember anything specifically.
Okay. Well, in 2006, we were in a number 5 year, which should have given you some freedom and opportunity to make some changes. But when October came in, you should have had more responsibility, less opportunity for freedom. Excuse me. I'm so sorry to cough in your ear.
No.
From what I can see here, you've got challenges of the number 3. The number 3 is a challenge to your understanding your own talents and not really getting out there using your personality and using your looks and using your personal appearance, using words and a happy disposition and, you know, social contact and art and music and clothes and beauty and everything to get out socially to put forth your own opportunities. So from what I can see, number one, I know that drinking liquor is something that's not very good for you because sugar is not your friend.
Okay.
And alcohol is, pardon me?
That's true.
Well, you know that about yourself.
I do.
Good. Very good. Because that's wonderful. That's the best step in the right direction. Because when you have a 3 challenge, 1-3, 2-3s, or 3-3s, as challenges, you end up getting very happy or very sad when you drink alcohol, because the sugar affects you that way. It's chemical. It's nothing you did, okay? You're not bad, 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 all right? But what you need to learn about yourself is to get out there more, not to be a butterfly and not stay with anything, but on the other hand, to get out with people, because friends can get you everywhere because they're going to want to be with you, plus the fact that you've got talent up the kazoo. And what do you do? Because you should be doing some sort of humanitarian work or artistic work, and you should be using words, communicated words.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I do. I'm a massage therapist and an energy worker. And I do
massage therapist. So you are doing work to like a doctor. In other words, feeling that you are helping humanity. You're doing something worthwhile with your work. It's not just the money for you. It's doing something worthwhile.
Definitely. I'm here to serve. That's how I went.
Okay.
My path is.
That's
yeah.
Your birth date, the 9, and that's your destiny, the 9. So anyone who's listening, who's figuring they got a 9, that's a purpose and a very strong part of life is the need to serve, okay? But what you've got to understand is that you also have other talents, the talents that go with charm and humor, and I don't know that you're using them as much as you could. And in 2007, I think you're going to find that you expand your relationships into larger groups of people. Your neighborhood and your family become more important to you. The big obligation of the number 6 year, which is what you're in 2007, is to keep relationships friendly, to stay on good terms with everyone, to be like the person who keeps everybody talking to everybody else and helping everybody else. You may not find it very easy to do that all the time, but that is the purpose of the year. And by doing that, you give love, you get love. What goes around comes around, and you are in a protected year if you maintain harmony in your life. Plus, music will be a very big help this year. If you don't use music in your work this year, you certainly should.
Oh, great. Okay.
That would certainly incorporate, pardon me?
Oh, I'm just going to a sound healing conference in San Francisco, and so that's good because that will, hopefully I will get a tool to bring back to use in my work.
Oh, absolutely. That will be a great addition to your career in the incoming years. You should find your way to identify with the way music comes, the feeling for music in your work comes to you. And that's what you can accomplish this year where work is concerned.
Okay.
And you will make relationships this year that will stand you in good stead for years ahead. This is called the year of marriage, Charlene.
Okay.
You don't have to marry a person, okay? You can marry a job.
Okay.
You can marry a job, you can marry a commitment, you can marry an idea.
Good to know.
All it means is that you have to finish what you start.
Okay.
Okay? You make a commitment, particularly starting in April, because everything begins for you in April this year.
Okay.
Everything good, everything lasting. And just remember, whatever you say yes to, don't volunteer too much. Don't take on more than you can handle. Discernment is a key word. You want to be discerning about what you volunteer for, what you take up your time for, because you have to always be a good mommy to yourself before you can be a good mommy or a helper to anyone else. So in as much as you know that you will be taking on responsibilities, working with larger groups of people this year, be careful that you don't take on more than you can chew.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay, well, much good luck, and go forth and make music.
Great advice. Thank
okay.
you so much, Carson.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye now. Well, okay. I'm back to John Edwards, and I was going to go into somebody everybody's been talking about, Barack Obama. And everybody I know is saying, is he or isn't he? Does he have a chance or doesn't he have a chance? Well, in my opinion, I don't believe he does have a chance because he's got the challenges of the four, zero, and the zero. And I'm going to finish this thought and then I'm going to pick up the call. The year that Barack Obama will be in 2008 is a number four year. We know through numerology that he will be challenged by the people and experiences he meets. He probably will make some decisions that he may regret. The other piece of information I'd like to share with you is that he has a number 20, a two destiny. The number two destiny is always the power behind the throne or the assistant to the CEO or the president. So it is my feeling that the 20, which is his destiny number, the two, is the number of diplomacy, people who go and serve the world in diplomatic ways. And I feel when he matures, when he has more friends and more under his belt politically, he probably will be one of our greatest diplomats. Now, do we have somebody on the phone?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Who do we have there?
My name is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. What can I do for you?
Well, I am very interested in what this year has in store for career changes and
sure.
also the sale of some property, some vacant land that I bought. I'm just wondering if the numbers can tell me anything about that this year.
Well, let's have your birth date because that tells me what's going on, you know?
Great. Okay. It's April 7th,
yeah.
1956.
Yeah. 1956. Okay, so you've got a 4 for April, a 7 for the birthday, and 1956 is 1 plus 9 is 10, 5 is 15, and 6 is what? Are you awake, Marilyn?
Yes.
21, right?
21 is 3.
Okay, that's a 3. Thank you. Okay, so 4 and 7 are 11, and 3 are what? 14, right?
So it's a 5, yes.
You got it. Okay. You've got a, so you, we know you have a number five destiny, which tells us that you don't stay with anything anyway, and you're not supposed to. Your destiny in life is to be a catalyst for change in other people's lives.
Cool.
You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I feel kind of stuck right now, but I feel that. Yes, I do.
Well, that's exactly what you should do. You should go forward every time there's a change in your life and everything you've built up is taken away. Just know that that's progress for you. Okay?
Yeah.
For somebody else, it might be disappointment, but for a number five, that means you're going on to something better.
Okay. Well.
Now, in 2007, you're in a number two year. Now, the number two in the cycles, numerological cycles, is a year of building the details for the projects or the idea you began the preceding year. So naturally, things should be pretty slow. You should be bogged down with, you know, either details or people who just don't act too quickly. Particularly in business, it's not an aggressive year for business. It's a receptive year for business. Because if you started something new in 2006, then you're the new kid on the block now. You're the one who's learning from the people who are already in that business or in that job.
Well,
so even though you may have more experience in other ways, you're the one who's supposed to be the apprentice learning from them and helping them and being cooperative. Now, this is not an easy thing for most of us to do, okay?
Yeah.
And definitely not for you, because you prefer to have things your own way, and you don't like being controlled, and you don't like to feel things are out of your control. So this is not one of the easiest years for you, and I don't think you, I think last year there were a couple of times, if you look back now, when you might be saying the devil made me do it, when you didn't take opportunities in April of 2006 that you should have. You might have backed off because you thought, you were being selfish, or you thought you were trying to make compromises for the people in your life. You didn't want to make a change. But quite frankly, April...
Do I have another
boat? I beg your pardon?
Is there, I missed that boat. Is there another boat in the near future?
You are riding on a... Look, you're riding on a yacht, okay?
Okay.
You're on a yacht. You're not on a boat, all right? You have to understand that 2007 is a year for the details to come together. There's nothing you can do. You may have missed the boat in April, but at the end of the year, around November, you started to realize what your new direction was. Didn't you?
Well, yeah, I think things, yes. It just
middle of November.
The inertia, big changes are difficult to you know, take the leap. But you know,
well, first of all, it's not, look, when you make a change, you don't make the whole change. You only get a concept for change.
Right, yeah, that
you get an idea in your mind.
Germinating.
Okay, so you got the idea in your mind as to what your goal is for change. Now, in 2007, you're getting the details together, you're finding out who your friends are, and you're somebody who likes to be able to be in action or feel like you're accomplishing something with ambition. This is not the year to do that. This is the year to make friends.
How about next year?
Next year, go for it. Next October, I promise you a rose garden. You're going to shop till you drop. You're going to be optimistic. You're going to start feeling that your plan is coming to light and that you are being seen, and you can get that sense of, okay, I'm on, you know, I'm going. I'm riding my yacht, okay?
So
just understand cycles.
Start flowing better at the end of this year.
Yeah, in October, you definitely will have a change of mood.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Yeah, so in 2007, you know, there'll be somewhat of an upswing, and then I can kind of go into 2008.
The end of 2007. In October of 2007, you'll start to feel that there's optimism in your life. Right now, you're feeling like last man on the totem pole.
Okay.
I understand that.
Okay, well, I guess I'm supposed to be patient.
That is the big word. The big words for 2007 for you are patience, cooperation, be a little humble. Have a little humility.
Oh, yeah.
Let the other guy get the last word.
Oh, yeah.
Let the other guy take the lead. You want to be the support system. You are the new kid on the block. You can't be, you know, the person in charge at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you. I should let someone else get through, but I'll have to get your book.
Well, gosh, I hope you do. Numerology has your number. You look up the challenges of the 1, the 3, and the 4. And certainly look up your number five destiny, girl. It's a terrific one.
Okay, maybe I'll win the lotto.
Or I should say,
well, you this isn't the year. Whoa. This isn't the year to gamble. In a couple of years, call me. I'll tell you when to gamble.
Super. Okay, thank you very much.
No gambling now. Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. I don't know if we have another caller or not, do we? Well, I guess not. So I can go back. I did Barack Obama, and we know Barack Obama, and we know that I don't think he's going to really make it to the presidential suite. I just really feel that his destiny is really in diplomacy and some doing some big things there. Naturally, everybody's interested in Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary's going to be in a number one year in 2008, and she has no challenges to it. It's possible. She's possible she's going to end up in some number one spot. Her husband has the same number she does, Bill Clinton. So he's in a number one year also in 2008. However, they started their campaigns in a nine. He started. I always consider him on the same slate that she's on for some reason. I figure if we get Hillary Clinton, we're going to get Bill. So I think of it as a kind of a team effort. And frankly, both of them having the same numbers for their personal year numbers, and since 2007 for them is a number nine year, and nothing can begin in a nine, and she began her campaign for presidency in the nine, I somehow feel that she will not make it in 2008. Now, dealing with Rudy Giuliani, who is so interesting, I don't believe he will make it in 2008 either. He has a 4, an 8, and two more 4 challenges. He'll be in a number 7 year in 2008. Number 7 is a year when things have to come to you. You cannot aggressively seek them to get them. So it's unlikely that he's going to get what he wants in 2008. But his challenge, the triple 4, is a very difficult challenge of being extremely rigid and set in his rules, or being the person who breaks all the rules. It's a very interesting kind of challenge, and many, many, many politicians have it, including Richard Nixon, and there are I'm looking through my papers here because the number 4 challenge comes out in so many politicians' charts, and people who are kind of dictator-like or very forceful in the way they want you to do things, you know, their way. And Joseph Stalin was somebody who had a triple 4 challenge. Richard Nixon had a 3-4 challenge. Arnold Schwarzenegger has 3-4s for challenges as well. Arnold Schwarzenegger uses his workaholic number 4s. And you know, of course, bodybuilding is a very rigidly structured thing to do. He uses these, you know, this kind of a neurotic, you do this, you will do that tendency to build his body, to build in everything he does. So he's using his triple fours positively, and you can see where Joseph Stalin did not use them positively. And Richard Nixon, he was very, very good. He was like the little girl who had a curl, you know, in the middle of her forehead. He was either very, very good or very, very bad, and very, very honest or very dishonest. And that's the way the number 4 challenge goes. It's interesting to note that just for the heck of it, Adolf Hitler also had two number 4 challenges. So the number 4 I identify with, you know, people who get into being very, very nice, are very well-bred. They're very conservative and they're very soft-spoken and they never lose their temper. They're always controlled. And then when they finally do lose their temper, when they do blow, they totally lose it. And they don't remember whatever it is, you know, that they just get so angry. They don't remember what they've done. Well, O.J. Simpson had 2-4s for challenges, so that's food for thought. We're going to be running out of time soon. And I'm sorry, really. I had so much information to give and so much I wanted to talk about in terms of what's going on with the challenges with notables. But I hate to leave Al Gore out, so I'm going to throw him in. He's going to be in a number 8 year in 2008, which means that he could have a lot of power, a lot of good luck, and he doesn't have challenges to it, although he, too, has number 4 challenges. Just a little bit interesting there. I think that challenges are the most important part of a numerology chart because they tell us by number where to look for the problems that come into our lives. When you get numerology has your number, you'll find it's very, very easy to figure out your own challenges, and it's very, very easy to read what the challenges mean. So since we're close to sign off, you can reach me, Ellen Dodge, at www.ellendodge.com, and let me remind you that you're listening to Alison Bachman's Visible by Numbers on BBS Talk Radio. We're a numerology-focused interactive place on the web. So to get your answers to your numerology personal questions, to receive free phone consultations, they're here for you, and to learn as you live, well, of course, I'm wishing you blessings of the one, independence, blessings of the two, intimate partnership, blessings of the three, humor, imagination, blessings of the four, practicality, the number five blessings are sensual freedom, the number six blessing, comforting relationships, wishing you the number seven blessings, intellectual and spiritual awareness, and of course, inner growth. And the number eight, high-level problem-solving ability that results in wealth, good health, and material power. And, of course, the number nine blessings, which are empathy for human frailty, unselfishness, humanitarian effort, and, of course, the work that brings peace to all. Now, I really feel this has been a wonderful opportunity for me to get to talk about the things that, well, they're important to me, and of course you know Alison pretty well, but you don't get a chance really to hear from me alone except every once in a while. Now, I think that it's important if you get into numerology has your number and you get a chance to do the challenge numbers, you're going to learn a lot about the public figures that are going to be running for office. It's going to give you great insight into whether you want to put your faith in somebody to take care of, you know, our government and you. There are such interesting coincidences where the challenges are concerned. Anne Frank, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Michael Jackson, and Billy the Kid, they all have three number three challenges. I leave you with the thought, number three challenges make you stay a child, always naive and always looking for the rainbow. And I do wish you the blessings of the number three, the good optimism, the good cheer that comes with it. But there are certain things that go with overdoing it, as you can tell, that don't work for the three. Good luck. Hope you get numerology has your number. I certainly hope you contact me, www.ellendodge.com. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Alison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Alison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.